AccuWeather forecast. After a very foggy morning, it's going to be cloudy the rest of the day. We'll have a high near 40. A Kenosha police officer still in the Racine County Jail after being arrested over the weekend for a matter in his personal life that he allegedly handled while on duty. 29-year-old Kendall West was taken into custody after an altercation over that undisclosed issue. He's facing a possible charge of reckless endangerment of safety. The Racine County Sheriff's Department was called in to investigate the incident at the request of Kenosha Police. Chief Daniel Muskinis putting out a statement that noted the actions of this officer were in no way connected to his official duties and run contrary to our mission. The statement goes on to say, "I understand that personal problems are something that we all deal with, and I support the officer in that regard. However, as chief, if the allegations are correct, I cannot condone his manner of dealing with them." Unquote. Lawmakers in Wisconsin and the State Department of Justice, they've been focused quite a bit lately on reducing access to prescription opiates. Not an issue here in the southeast corner, but Attorney General Brad Schimel says there's an even bigger problem still with methamphetamine abuse, a big concern in many parts of the state.
Northwoods and a lot of our western counties like Vernon County, Crawford County, they're seeing the methamphetamine problem eclipsing the opiate problem.
Schimel hoping to launch the same kind of public awareness and law enforcement campaigns that have helped the state to fight the opiate abuse problem. Despite a law from 2010 that requires drivers in Wisconsin to carry insurance, many fail to comply, according to the State Department of Transportation. More than 60,000 convictions in 2015 for failing to carry compulsory insurance. Over 51,000 convictions for not having proof of insurance. In the first 6 months of last year, there were a little more than 33,000 convictions for not having insurance. Over 27,500 for no proof of insurance. Well, running the table after a 4-6 start has kind of grabbed the attention of Vegas sports books in predicting which NFL team is going to win the Super Bowl and which team has moved up on the odds ladder.
The Green Bay Packers finished the regular season on a 6-game winning streak, and more bets have been placed on the Packers to take the NFL championship than any other team. The Westgate Superbook has the Packers at 8-1 odds to win the Super Bowl, but larger action has been on the Patriots, more money placed on New England to win it all than any other team at 7-5 odds. The Cowboys are listed at 7-2, with the Steelers and Packers next at 8-1, followed by 10-1 for the Chiefs and Falcons, 12-1 for the Seahawks, and the Giants at 20-1. The Texans, Dolphins, and Raiders are each 80-1, with the Lions the biggest long shot at 100-1. I'm Joe Ramsey.
City of Milwaukee's got a meeting January 9th with developers interested in rehabilitating 100 tax foreclosed homes in the Sherman Park area. City will be offering grants of up to $10,000 for the work and will sell each home for just $1 apiece. The developers will have to purchase at least 5 homes. The work has to be done by June of 2018. And student loan debt continuing to be a problem for a lot of people in all walks of life, and in some instances, just growing out of control in this country. That according to Susan Keating, president of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling.
We're actually seeing now that there are 43 million borrowers that owe $1.4 trillion in student loan debt. Today, we are seeing about a quarter of the borrowers that are past due. And in fact, we have 8 million that are defaulting on their loans.
Keating says there are actually lots of ways you can repay student loan debt. Her National Foundation for Credit Counseling has help available online at studentloanhelp.org. Green Bay Packers getting ready for Sunday's playoff game with the New York Giants at Lambeau Field after having won their 6th straight game at Ford Field in Detroit.
You have to get your guys ready, and really we got to sort through some things because I probably won't know for a couple of days really how this is going to sort out.
Head coach Mike McCarthy this week, the focus, of course, on the players with the injuries from the Lions game and their status for Sunday. Meanwhile, we're already looking ahead to 2017. The Packers' schedule is out, and outside of division matchups, there will be home games against the Saints, Buccaneers, Ravens, Bengals, and Seahawks, road games in Atlanta, Carolina, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Dallas. Lots of gunfire in the Racine area once the clock struck midnight to end 2016 and to ring in the new year. Those calls for police lasting well over an hour, but nobody getting hurt. Down in Texas, State Representative Armando Martinez, he's going to be talking to local law enforcement officials. He's going to introduce a bill to reduce celebratory gunfire at New Year's. He was enjoying a fireworks display with his family. A bullet that somebody had fired in the air came down and struck him on top of the head. As of today, many of your vital records, regardless of where in the state you were born, are now available from any Register of Deeds office in the state, though not all, and there is a fee involved. It's something new this year because prior to this change, somebody born in, say, Kenosha County, but living elsewhere in the state, could only get that birth certificate from Kenosha County. The new statewide policy on the issuance of vital records going to allow all Register of Deeds offices to issue birth, death, marriage, and divorce records from all Wisconsin counties if those records are available in the statewide vital records information system. Wisconsin Democrats still maintaining that job and wage growth in the state is stagnant, and it's compounding the challenges facing Badger State families. Senator John Erpenbach says funding highway maintenance and improvements, for instance, cannot continue with the borrow-and-spend approach.
Costly credit card financing and repairs just to delay road replacement is reckless. 6 years of delays and inaction have put our roads in a crisis condition. Without a safe and strong infrastructure, our economy comes to a sharp stop.
Erpenbach noting Republicans appear to be staying the course of austerity and cuts to existing budgets, while he and the Democrats indicate that they need to bring a willingness to focus on solutions to the state's problems, not just concentrating on budget cuts. And the Better Business Bureaus of Minnesota and North Dakota, given the heavily advertised MyPillow and F rating, based on complaints from hundreds of customers. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin putting out today their findings and recommendations from the November election. It's based on data from 249 volunteer observers at over 500 polling sites, some 200 in Milwaukee and Dane counties, more than 20 in locations with heavy student voter populations. The report emphasizes the vast majority of election officials worked diligently to help voters. But it also says many voters had difficulty with acceptable documentation just to register and photo ID for voting. The new laws causing confusion for both voters and election officials alike. The report says in the worst cases, they were misapplied by those officials and prevented eligible citizens from voting. Speaking of the election, Donald Trump, the president-elect, is putting General Motors on a notice about making vehicles in the U.S., not Mexico. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying today he doesn't want to see a trade war start.
The best way to solve this problem is make it competitive here. Make it you can compete on a level playing field. And you know what? I count on America. I believe if we're given a level playing field, we will win.
In a Twitter post today, the president-elect said the GM, quote, is sending Mexican-made models of Chevy Cruze to U.S. car dealers tax-free across border. Make in USA or big pay border tax. The new year bringing stronger penalties for repeat drunk drivers in Wisconsin, a law that makes a fourth offense a felony, regardless of when it's committed, though Wisconsin still is the only state to not make the first offense a felony. Despite what a lot of people may think, State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his members do not yet have a consensus on expanding school choice vouchers.
In cases where the public school is failing or the parents think they want a different choice, I think we're going to have a robust opportunity for them to do that. So if it's by expanding the existing choice program, if it's by increasing the income limit, if it's by looking at education savings accounts, those are all topics our caucus has to talk about.
That issue and many others, of course highlighted by transportation funding, are on the legislative docket. Both the Assembly and State Senate back to work at the Capitol as of today, Republicans with majorities on both sides. And a steady climb in milk prices coupled with continued low feed costs, fueling a prediction by one UW Ag economist that 2017 should be a very strong year for dairy farmers. Prices could rise by as much as $2 per 100 pounds of milk, higher in 2017 than last year. Mark Stevenson's director of the UW Madison Center for Dairy Profitability. He bases that prediction on strong sales domestically, improving export numbers, and a nationwide production increase instead of lower numbers elsewhere in the world. State Department of Transportation says the first major traffic shift of the year for the Zoo Interchange project is going to take place during the overnight hours tonight and Wednesday, though weather conditions could impact the timing of the work. The first shift is going to affect westbound traffic on the interstate, and that'll be moved south to open up the new work zone to construct the eastbound lanes and structures. The ramp from Wisconsin 100 to westbound 94, that will be closed and stay closed until late in the year. The second night will reconfigure the access from Highway 100 to eastbound 94, reopening the ramp for vehicles heading to downtown. Racine's new homeless shelter has been operating since November the 1st in the old Lincoln Lutheran building on Dominic Drive. It also houses the office of United Way. Like the hospitality center in recent years downtown, but unlike Halo, this temporary site does not exclude people with substance abuse or mental health issues. The co-founder is Pastor Warren Williams, who talked to our partners at Gateway Public Radio and said that in recent weeks, they've dealt with, on average, between 25 and 30 people a night, and the neighbors have been mostly positive.
I think people start to realize that the homeless are not this scary, evil group of people. They're just us. They're just nice people who have fallen on hard times. They maybe have issues that are keeping them from living lives that are as full as they should be.
With colder weather arriving this week, attendance at the shelter is expected to go up. Meanwhile, the board of directors for the shelter, working with local officials on developing a long-term presence once the shelter's current lease runs out at the end of March. Still no word on UW-Madison freshman Megan Casey. She was among the six feared dead when a private plane crashed into Lake Erie near Cleveland last week. Police indicate more than 120 pieces of debris were recovered from the water yesterday, all consistent with parts of a Cessna aircraft. The actual cost of Wisconsin's presidential recount might actually end up being less than originally expected. Reimbursement requests were submitted into the Wisconsin Elections Commission by 69 of the state's 72 counties. The actual cost of those clerks and their recount, just over $1.8 million. The original price tag was pegged at about $3.9 million. Outstanding as of early today, Brown, Kenosha, and Pierce counties, their combined cost estimates, just under $510,000. And children ages 7 to 17 eligible to win prizes by showcasing their artistic talent in the annual State Department of Transportation's Aviation Art Contest, the theme this year, Beyond the Clouds. Top three entries get prizes and could advance to a national competition. For complete contest rules and the entry form, visit the DOT website. 2017 expected to include a revamping of sorts for Racine's Bell Urban System, the bus operation, to get a rebranding by Milwaukee marketing firm Two Story, which put forth some designs recently that got positive reviews from the Transit and Parking Commission. The director of Transit and Parking for the city is Mike Marley. He explained the new image and the brand still about riding the bus, but the word ride has a Y in it.
There was one slogan that I particularly liked. It said, ride to school, ride to work, ride together. And you spell ride with this unique spelling. Ride.com is already, that domain is already reserved for us by the marketing firm. We could actually trademark it.
He suggested the new branding could also be used on the bus stop signs around the city and that it might tie into the planning process for bicycles and pedestrians. Marley adding that the two-story marketing group, they've done some rather impressive work in the past.
I mean, this firm works with the Milwaukee Brewers. They work with the downtown streetcar in Milwaukee. They work for MPS. I mean, they have major league clients, and I really don't feel like this is like they put their B team on this. I mean, they are recommending that we get a trademark for ride because nobody else seems to be spelling it this way.
Rebranding of the Bell Urban System in Racine may start to show up in March or April. A reminder about the Kenosha Transit System. The new year means a $2 fare now for adults and $1.50 for students. The service is Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., limited extension to 12:30 in the morning. Saturday service, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., no Sunday service for buses in Kenosha. Racine's Common Council normally meets the first Tuesday of the month, but will not be doing so this evening due to the lack of business that needs attention or items that are not time-sensitive. Committee meetings will resume next week, then the full council's first meeting of the new year will be on January 17th. The Burlington Common Council, meanwhile, is on a regular schedule tonight. There's a regular business meeting after a 6:30 committee of the whole, for which the agenda includes discussion about the downtown parking analysis and city employee handbook. Those will get votes at the council meeting on the 17th. The action items tonight include a contract extension on solid waste and recyclables collection. Kenosha's Common Council usually meets on the first Monday of the month. Yesterday, of course, was a holiday, so that's going to be taking place tomorrow night instead of Monday. The agenda for the Wednesday Kenosha Council meeting includes a zoning change for a large medical complex along the West Frontage Road near 60th Street. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.